Want a recipe for success? Step one, visit OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. Step two, click on my link to browse OCD Training School's amazing course catalog. Step three, enroll. And step four, enjoy learning. With no added cost to you, you can support the OCD family community while grabbing some continuing education or learning how to bridge yourself to self-help strategies for OCD. Again, that's OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. And use my special link to sign up today.
Hey there, fam! It's been a couple of weeks since we last chatted, but don't worry. The Water Cooler Chats are back, and we are rolling out with a little bonus, if you will. To make up for the break, I'm dropping 5 episodes over the next 5 days. It's been busy, lots of vacation, lots of family time, but that doesn't mean I've forgotten about you, the OCD family community. So come hang out for 5 episodes over the next 5 days, and then back to our regularly scheduled programming of new Water Cooler Chats every Friday until we officially kick off our long-form interview-style content in Season 4. Also, a quick heads up, for newer fam, we'll have a full-length recap episode following this summer's 30th IOCDF conference in Chicago, which I'm sure is going to be packed with insights, so much learning, and maybe even a few surprise guests. We'll see who I run into. But what I will say is, recap or not, if you're interested in attending the conference, it's not too late. You can attend in person or virtually. So head over to this episode's blog at OCDFamilyPodcast.com, and I'm going to have the link for the conference, virtual and in-person options included, right there for you. So without further ado, let's dive into today's topic. And it's all about the 3 top tips for families and loved ones who are new to an OCD diagnosis, whether it's your partner, your child, or the bestie in your life. If they were just diagnosed, this one is for you. So the first tip is going to be understanding OCD. But that's no small tip, right? It's kind of like drinking from a fire hose. You can look back on days, months, years sometimes, and OCD was there. I just didn't realize it. So give yourself some grace because you don't know what you don't know. Learning the real deal about OCD, it's about these intrusive thoughts or obsessional doubts and compulsive behaviors or mental responses that feel necessary, dare I say, urgent to the person experiencing them. So you can educate yourself, but take your time. Realize it's a bit like drinking from a fire hose. And who really can do that? You have time. Don't let the urgency your loved one feels consume you as well. Learn as you can, take breaks when you need it, and educate yourself. It'll make a huge difference in reducing shame and building support. And while we're at it, if you're like, but I don't even know where to turn, I'm going to have some resources provided for you again over on this episode's blog. But I'll just mention IOCDF.org, ICPT.online, NOCD, the International OCD Foundation's YouTube channel, or dare I say some podcasts, hey, are a great place to start. All right, on to tip number 2. Validation in life is key, but when it comes to OCD, we have to be strategic. If you're new to the diagnosis, you might be like, I don't even know how to talk to my loved one. I'm afraid I'm going to reinforce OCD. Maybe you've heard terms like family accommodation, or maybe you're not even there yet and you're like, I'm realizing it's OCD, but what does that mean? Because we know tip number 1 is that you are going to educate yourself and learn more. Let me just give you a quick cut to the chase cheat sheet. You can validate your loved one's feelings, like something akin to, I can see this was really hard for you, or I'm so sorry you're hurting right now, I'm hurting too, without validating the OCD fear or distress itself, like saying, oh my gosh, nothing bad's gonna happen, I'll just open the door for you. Like, yes, I promise, you haven't hurt anybody. That reassurance is begged for, longed for, deeply desired. So if you've fallen into that trap before, I mean, haven't we all? We're human. It happens. But realizing that that reassurance, while helpful in the moment at times and other times not helpful, but devastating if not received, it actually can reinforce an obsession. So while we're learning, instead of focusing on OCD's content and the fear itself, let's focus on our loved one's feelings. If you're like, I don't know what to say, you can say, I'm sorry you're hurting. If you don't know what to say, you can even say, I'm sorry, I don't know what to say. See the person before you. Try to not engage in the content. If you do, don't beat yourself up. Because again, tip number 1, you're educating yourself and you're going to learn in time. No one can drink from this fire hose. But you can still be loving and supportive without strengthening OCD. And that's very good news. And our last tip for today is this. Now, I'm going to make a blanket statement, and, you know, while I make it, it never hurts to add. This is not therapy. It's not a replacement for therapy. It's not even therapeutic advice. It's just us hanging out. It's family time. So while I always would encourage getting professional help, if you can manage it, my last tip for you family members here in the trenches going, oh my goodness, this has been OCD along. I need y'all to take a beat and realize, as dire as everything feels, as on fire, as distressing, as stressful as it is, let's press pause and realize that supporting someone with OCD can be emotionally, physically, spiritually, interpersonally challenging. And so what do we need to do? Well, practicing self-care. It's so important because, as cliche as it sounds, you've probably heard this analogy. When you get on an airplane, if you're traveling with dependents or elder adult that may need assistance, what is the overhead announcement? They tell you, in the case of an emergency, in the case of that, you need to help yourself before you can help someone else. Why is that? Well, when it comes to an airplane, if the oxygen masks drop and you don't get oxygen to your brain, then your brain isn't going to do anything to serve the people you love the most. So often, it's easy to shelf our own needs and focus on the screaming needs of someone that just found out they have OCD. But really, the best thing we can do is to put on our own oxygen mask. Because if we pass out, then what good are we to our loved one? To support, to help through, to rally, to champion. The reality is you wouldn't be here listening to a podcast about family members with loved ones with OCD if you didn't love your person. And I thank you. I thank you for loving your person and loving them well. The best thing, believe it or not, that you can do is to make sure that you're taking care of yourself so you have room, margin, bandwidth to take care of them. So that might mean a couple different things. Maybe you felt like, I can't leave the house because my loved one is going to have a meltdown. If I do, it's not possible. I think you probably need a break if you've had no break. So that might mean finding someone, even if your loved one has a meltdown, that allows you some space to breathe. Help might come in the form of joining a community. There are online support groups. I'm going to link a couple over on this episode's blog at OCDFamilyPodcast.com. But you can also check out different podcasts like this, OCD Whisper, Your Anxiety Toolkit, Practical Psych. I mean, I could go on and on and on. But often, finding your own therapist, cheerleader, finding your person that you can call, whether it's 2 p.m. or 3 a.m., and go, oh my gosh, I'm falling apart. Maybe it's your mom. Maybe it's a sister. Maybe it's a spouse. Maybe it's a therapist. Find your support. It's there. It's available. You're not alone, I promise you. And getting out, living your life, going to work, all the things that maybe have felt placed on hold are possible. And not only that, often are life-giving. So those are my three tips, fam. And though parting is such sweet sorrow, I'll mention one more thing before we wrap. Some exciting news from OCD Training School. OCD Training School, with whom I affiliate, is now an APA-approved continuing education provider. Yay! And to celebrate that, they are offering 15% off all of their courses now through July 4th, 2025. That's for providers, including licensed psychologists who now qualify for APA CE credit. And for non-providers, family members, you're like, I tuned in, I'm fam. What does that have to do with me? If you're not sure where to access help or interested in learning more about some great self-help courses, including really interesting topics like support for navigating OCD during perimenopause and menopause, then you can jump on over to OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses, because when you use my special link, you're also supporting the fam here at no added cost to you. So again, jump on over to OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. And if you're finding us hot off the press between publication and July 4th, 2025, you can use the code APA15 now through July 4th to grab that discount. Listening after the 4th? Still check it out. You never know when a new deal or a new topic that is perfectly suited for you might pop up. But that's it for today. I'll see you again tomorrow, though, and then every Friday from here on out. Because you know what, fam? We're better together. Therapists, are your clients struggling with disgust-based contamination OCD? Have you tried upgrading your ERP with the Mastery approach? Visit OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses and click on my link because I've got just the training for you. At OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses, you can check out OCD Training School's entire catalog of courses, including Rich Gallagher's course, Treating Contamination OCD. Where else can you build mastery over disgust-based triggers while supporting the fam at no extra cost to you? It's a win-win at OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses.